This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
What's that?
It's a book.
Well, what's that?
It's a non-volatile storage medium. It's very rare. You should have one.
Stop it!
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, a safe home for seals and ducks. I am your host, the Stimulator, and in news of the motherfucking tar sands, looks like the karma train has paid another visit to those high-polluting capitalists at Syncrude. Seems that the nasty-ass sludge that's produced by the process of extracting oil out of mud kills ducks. Over 500 cute birdies landed in a so-called tailings pond, and nearly all will die as a result of their bad choice in landing place. This little disaster could cost the company millions of dollars in fines and a lawsuit. Here's Alberta's Premier Ed Stelmach.
We mean business when it comes to the rules and regulations we have in place with respect to protection of the environment.
Yeah, right. As I reported on the show last year, environmental groups have called the motherfucking tar sands
the most destructive project on Earth.
Pictures of the oil ducks have tarnished Canada's image around the world, but not as much as these pictures. Yep, you know you're in trouble when PETA is on your butt. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is focusing attention on Canada's yearly slaughter of hundreds of thousands of cute baby seals by calling on the Vancouver Olympic Organizing Committee, or VANOC, to help stop this bullshit. More on the Vancouver Olympics after the break. It seems baby seals are not the only ones taking a beating. Crazy as wildfires have been burning up the state of Victoria and Australia. And experts say that man-made global warming is partly to blame.
But global warming is the plan of the New World Order to control humanity.
Oh, shut the fuck up, please.
We need to send a message to Congress and the President that we want them to take the actions that are needed to preserve climate for young people and future generations and all life on the planet.
That was NASA scientist James Hansen, exhorting people to head down to D.C. on March 2nd. Thousands are expected to protest coal energy in Washington, D.C. in a massive act of civil disobedience. Capital Climate Action aims to direct protesters to block access to the Capital Power Plant in D.C. We'll let you know if this nonviolent action has any effect on runaway climate change, or if it changes Obama's stance on so-called clean coal. On a less peaceful front, the fearless eco-warriors at Sea Shepherd battle with Japanese whalers once again by ramming their boat, the Steve Irving, against these motherfucking whale killers. Now, if we could only get those Sea Shepherds to join forces with the Somali pirates. And finally, FBI informant Andrew Darst, who is expected to testify against the RNC 8, was arrested after he broke into a house and beat up two men. Darst, who was better known as Panda, now faces assault and burglary charges. The St. Paul Popo are now worried that his credibility as a snitch may be compromised. I often wonder how the IRA would have handled a situation like this. Alright, alright, I'm just fucking with y'all. Let's try this again. This one goes out to all you snitches out there.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make
Yo. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Orgy and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches' brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find
Once again, my inbox has been flooded with all kinds of mail and comments. I wish I could hire 1,000 monkeys to get back to y'all, but I'll do my best in this brand new section called Reply to All. First off, several people have been asking me what my stance on violence is. Since I have reported on several riots lately, and because of my choice of video samples from fictitious 1970s movies. While I have never exhorted anyone to commit violent acts on my show, I do respect people's rights to self-defense. Also, I do not consider destruction of inanimate objects to be violence.
Why are you destroying the tea?
We're protesting unfair taxation. Parliament raised the tea tax over our objections.
In this short format, I cannot begin to scratch the surface on this discussion, but there are whole fucking books written on the subject. So read Ward Churchill's Pacifism as Pathology, or Peter Gelderloo's How Nonviolence Protects a State, or you can just wait for my fucking film End Civ to come out. I've also been getting a few mea culpas from Obama supporters who did not take my advice and wasted their time campaigning for that corporate whore. Jeremiah in Atlanta wrote,
I was just doing what seemed like the best I could do at the time. Which, come to think of it, it's exactly the problem. Maybe I'm one of Ward Churchill's little Eichmanns. Man, that doesn't feel good. I'm quickly coming to realize that no change is actually going to happen.
You know, I don't want to be the guy that says, I told you so, but I told you so. In almost exactly a year from this broadcast, an event with brutal environmental and human rights consequences will descend upon my hometown. Most people call them the 2010 Winter Olympic Games. I call them
the Five Cock Rings of Death.
To commemorate the one-year countdown
to the Five Cock Rings of Death,
the motherfucking resistance held a flag-burning ceremony and anti-Olympic torch relay in downtown Vancouver. Pissed off residents expressed their feelings about these corporate-sponsored takeover of our streets.
Vancouver is a great city, or should I say at least used to be. There used to be maybe 500 to 1,000 people sleeping on the streets. Today we have around 3,000 in the lower mainland. I think $1 billion spent on an athlete's village would have been better off spent on single occupancy rooms.
But you are probably wondering, why would anyone be against what is supposed to be a display of international sportsmanship? To find out, I spoke with Alyssa Westergaard-Thorpe of the Olympic Resistance Network. Hey, Alyssa. Why the fuck are you opposed to the Olympics?
The Olympic Resistance Network organizes under the banner of No Olympics on Stolen Native Land in recognition of the fact that these are occurring on unceded Native land. Additionally, we're concerned about the environmental destruction. Supposedly these are the Green Games, but they're actually going to be one of the most destructive games in modern games history, next to Beijing, probably. There's also the concerns about economic waste during what is a housing and poverty crisis in British Columbia, concerns about the criminalization of poverty, and concerns about the restrictions on the right to dissent. All of these issues, in addition to many more about how the community is negatively affected by the Olympics, are what we're united around. We're united in interests of anti-colonialism, anti-oppression, and for the interests of the people in the community, which Vanock and the city aren't concerned about.
What kinds of security bullshit should we expect?
Well, there has been attempts to meet with people, harassment, intimidation by the police, surveillance of activist groups, and attempts to recruit infiltrators throughout BC. Reports of it recently in Victoria, reports of it in the greater metro area, and definitely here in Vancouver. Last month, we were speaking out at City Hall against their plans to restrict our ability to protest and reduce our charter rights to free expression. And police were actually listening as public addressed the council about those issues. Then they targeted people that they considered to be Olympic opponents, myself included, and waited for us outside of City Hall so they could give us their business cards, remind us that they're watching us, that they know who we are, and to request private meetings with our activist groups.
And how much money are these pigs planning to spend on security?
The security budget is a tightly guarded secret, like so much of Vanock's planning. They're not being transparent or public about that at all, as they're supposed to do. It's going to be at least $1 billion, but that's actually an underestimate if you look at past games. If you look at the London Games, their budget is at least twice that just for security. So I think even the $1 billion price tag that's been floating around will be an underestimate. Also, the number of troops and police that they're talking about is also an underestimate. They're saying more than 20,000, but history shows is in the Sydney Games, they had something like 35,000 police and 4,000 commando troops just for their games. That was four police for every athlete.
Thanks, Alyssa. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World As We Know It and I Feel Fine. As with every week, I want to thank all the slaves that make this shit real with their donations. Alexander, Ray, Christopher, Shannon, Michael, Reggie, Christy, MacArthur, Carl, Joel, Robert, Linda, Sean, Louis, and Robert. Nostrovia. To comment on this show or for links about the evil ways of the five cock rings of death, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now go for the gold.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
One day, the peaceful life of Dreamland was shattered by a mysterious crisis. The inhabitants didn't dream.